Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, and business networking needs. Hello, Think Big Radio listeners.com listeners. Ms. Rain here, and Big, your host for today, bringing you an awesome interview today. I would like to thank you for all your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. Join us Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to hear our live interviews with business owners, investors, networkers, and people who are making it happen and sharing their how. If you have a business to share or an idea, don't be a stranger on Wednesdays between 8:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with your one-minute commercial on our WOW segment. That's Word Out Wednesdays, where you get the word out. Our guest today is Mary Brown, CEO, and that's Chief Encouragement Officer, and she hails into us from Richmond, Virginia. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your pens and paper ready for some encouragement. Let's jump right in. Hi, Mary.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good also, Mary.
Hi there.
It's Big. So, Mary, we just want to jump right in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. First of all, I am from Richmond, Virginia, hailing from the East Coast.
All right.
I'm a child of God. I'm a mother. I'm a lover of life, people, and business. And I like to think of myself as an encourager. I like to encourage and support individuals and families and business owners to use more of their natural talents to release their full potential. That's a little bit.
What? You want to tell us a little bit more?
Okay. I consider myself an
You have some awesome encouragement. And if any time you want to drop a nugget of your encouragement, oh, please feel free.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm an inventor of ideas. Most people who know me, they know that I have lots of ideas and lots of questions. I like to develop strategies to help people develop themselves by establishing some companies in the past like Mary Brown Consultants, Family Resources, and the Richmond Success Team. I've been able to help thousands of people participate in networking, in life-changing sessions, in personal development, and have been a way of encouraging, giving them a way to encourage themselves and others.
You know, it's funny that you say that and you chose that name, because from the minute we talked, it was somewhat similar to just you encouraging, you know, what we were doing, and you didn't even realize everything that we were doing. And it was that being a part that touched me that led me to talk to Carla and Dion and say, hey, you know, I think she might make a great host. And we're just so happy that once you really see what we're doing here, that you were able to come on board. I mean, we love you for that, and we're sure that it's going to help us so much with our expansion and helping all of the different people, because I think that as creative thinkers and idealists, that we all have a lot in common, and it's that law of attraction that enabled us to do these things with Carla, Dion, you. I mean, it's just beautiful, and I can't wait for you to really let the people know exactly how, you know, as being a part of this team, that you can help them. I mean, you have a resume here that goes on for days.
Mary, as you have heard, ladies and gentlemen, Mary is our encouragement officer. Mary, now, Big, can we believe that your passion is encouragement? I mean, it's in your title.
Well, I would say that I really like to see people see things from a different way. I really love business, and I like to see people get a chance to try some things and to see what they can do. So I would say that my passion is encouraging others to live their lives to the fullest.
That is awesome. Tell us about some opportunities that you've had to be an encouragement.
Okay, well, let me just start by saying I have worked in the corporate field for many years, And even in my financial and accounting types of jobs that I've had, I tended to be the person who would set up the Stephen Covey type programs and help people to see that there were more effective ways of doing things. I sponsored seminars, brought in speakers, helped people to get questions answered, set up investment clubs. I really like to see things being done in a different way. I'm a recruiter of people who have great attitudes. I like to see people working in a team and using their energy and excitement together to, you know, just to do things with their lives. So is that the kind of thing you want? I don't know, Mary, is it the kind of thing you want to give? I'm ready. I'm doing it. I've worked in the government contracting arena and traveled across the country doing training seminars, you know, on technical things. But what I found, whether I was teaching Sunday school, whether I was teaching people in various networking businesses, or whether I was teaching people on the corporate level, what they said was they liked the excitement and the energy. I think that's a lot better than going to sleep on a day-long program anyway.
Oh, definitely. I know I've taught workshops, and the one thing you definitely want to do is keep your audience engaged. So keeping them engaged, you realize, like, wow, this is an awesome opportunity to encourage people. It's my passion. Now, how were you able to turn that into a workable business to where you can go out and be an encouragement to someone else and you can make money off of it? Did you have to partner with someone, or was it just something that you could do on your own?
Well, I actually started when I was really young. I remember getting those comic books way back in the day, and they would have little tear-offs. I ordered packages, and I would try to let people know about new things. My grandfather had a little convenience store, and I was in charge of the candy counter.
Well, let me stop you right here for one second.
Just wanted
to say. You mentioned comic books,
yes.
And you mentioned your grandfather's store.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me that you weren't selling those seahorses. Mine never worked.
No, I was in charge of the candy counter. Candy.
Okay.
And it always worked. But it really got me excited about the fact that even if people didn't want to speak to me in school, probably because I was one of the younger ones, they sure would come in and bring their pennies and their nickels, and they wanted to buy some of that candy out of that candy counter.
Wow.
And I just got used to the fact that I had to be responsible for counting the money. And I saw that we paid out less when it was delivered than we got when people bought it. So I saw right then that business was something I wanted to know more about. So I spent a lot of time reading. I love to read, and I love to listen to motivational information. I like to know how other people have made it to, to greater places. And I felt like that was something that was a God-given passion of mine. I felt that he was telling me to go forth and let people know that there was a lot more. And that's what I've set out to do.
That is beautiful.
Awesome. You know, you see, you're just leaving us like awestruck, like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just that, you know, it started at that very young age. It was just a simple thing that had you decide, you know, wow, this is fun. I take in more, I give out a little, and we're able to stay in business and do the things that keep us afloat. And from that point on, that it changed you. And what I find from a lot of the interviews that we've done is that most people, it started out with something from their childhood that kind of led them to the area that we're in now, and noticing your life mission, it was beautiful. But we'll get to that a little bit later.
Well, you mentioned the things that happen when we're young, but I really have found that I have worked really well with adults, and I've helped people even if they feel like they are just totally burned out. I've tried to help them to see what gifts they have and how they can use use the gifts that they have to impact the world, and how they can use that to pick themselves up, perk themselves up, to be able to go forth. And if you don't mind, you said a little tip. I thought about this as I was preparing for the interview. I've got 5 P's that I'd like to talk about. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Please do.
Okay. Well, I think people need to know what their purpose is. And I think there are a couple of ways to look at that. One of them is it's always good to partner with other people who have other strengths. And I really like just having known you guys just for a short period of time, how we fit together, how we can help each other to laugh and stay encouraged. And even when all my papers are scattered everywhere, you can bring a sense of calmness. I like to see people participate. They've got to learn what works for them. They've got to know what brings them joy. And then the third P is they've got a plan. What I say there is, you got to make a decision. You got to decide, I'm going to do something. But you can't just leave it with that decision. You got to plan, what are you going to do? You know, I used to hear this quote, it's easier to steer a moving car than a parked car. So once you make your decision that you want to do something different in your life, you got to plan how you're going to do that. And then you got to be prepared. In the scriptures, it talks about keeping your lights burning, keeping your candles burning. And what I saw with this opportunity, from what I understand, I was recommended as a possible host because, Big, I believe you met a gentleman with the Ujima Network, and you all were talking.
Yes.
And somehow the other, my name came into it, or many names, but if I wasn't prepared when you call, I might have missed out on the opportunity to even get a chance to talk with you, to get to know Carla.
Well, it was funny, the email that we sent to each other, you had just finished something that said about thinking big, and then here it is, a guy named Big calls you up with Think Big Radio.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just say the fifth P was practice, that whatever we're going to do, we've got to be willing to make mistakes. We've got to be willing to find out more about it. And the only way that's going to happen is we've got to practice it. New things come because we're willing to create new patterns, and we've got to practice. When I mentioned to you that I had gotten a report from doing some testing about my personality and my skills and strengths, and the result from the office of this book, they wrote me a letter, and they said they hadn't seen this particular combination of strengths in a lot of people. They said, whatever you do, you need to think big. And then the next thing I know, here I'm being introduced to someone called Big, and I'm thinking, okay, this is too much of a coincidence here. So I got to find out what's going on.
Did you feel like the Twilight Zone? Hey, Mary, you know what? We have a caller. Would you like to take a question?
If it's not too hard.
Hey, we'll put the hard screening on. Caller, we're coming to you from the 803 area code. Hello, caller. Tell us where you're from. Caller. I think we scared them.
Oh, maybe they wanted to listen live. Well, for those of you who do want to listen live, make sure you go to thinkbigradio.com. That's thinkbigradio.com. You'll see the live button. Click on the live button. It will take you to another screen. If the live conversation doesn't come up then what you need to do is just hit your refresh button, and you should be able to listen to us live so that you won't have to call in and waste your dime.
Or your nickel. Well, Mary, oh my goodness. So now you had a set that was unusual in a lot of people, as according to the authors. So now you have this information. You are an encourager. It was in you from a child. You decide to make it your business. Now, what would be the biggest advice you would share with the audience? Help you the most as you were getting your business started?
I think the biggest advice is that a person has to take a chance on themselves. They've got to know what their purpose is, and they've got to be willing to work, and hopefully in a team environment, working with people who have a sense of trust and energy, and people who are willing to help you to bring your strengths out while they use their strengths. So I think that that's one of the things that can help a person to realize that the kind of life I live, looking at different business opportunities and finding the ones that I feel are going to help the most people, you know, sometimes that can be kind of lonely out there because a lot of people are really comfortable just doing what they do. But what I want to do is I see opportunities that we can produce wealth for our families and our communities, and we can at the same time help people to clean up the air, clean up their gas tanks, clean up their money. You know, those are combinations that we don't want to let them just go, you know, go on the way and have other people become wealthy. We want to have a chance to participate as well.
That's great. That is awesome. We thought we had another caller, but not. Okay, well, let's continue on with the show. Do we want to play a commercial right now, Ben?
Well, it depends. I'm so wrapped up in how she's,
I know.
The things that she's doing, because we're finding out things now in the interview that we really didn't get a chance to talk about and go over it and discuss. So for those of you out there who are just tuning in, you're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big.
Oh, that just gave me chills. Now, okay, Mary, what are your plans for expansion? Because you know what? This world needs some encouragement, and we need some chief encouragement officers in all locations across the country and even the world. What are your expansion plans?
Well, let me just start by saying, I said I started as a young person doing different business ideas. And even as a teenager, I went to a bank, and I asked them if they would fund the money so we could produce some copies and do some Christmas carols. And we started a club called the Panasonic Teen Club. Well, I thought about that, hadn't thought about that in years. But I feel like I'm doing that same kind of thing now. It's not a teen club. It might be ready to retire club. It might be just over broke club. It might be I can't stand to live this lifestyle anymore. But I'm looking to work with people who have an attitude. That attitude is I want them to be action-oriented. I want them to be committed to serving other people, and I want them to be able to promote something that makes them excited. You know, we're looking at a world where the gasoline prices are going crazy. We're looking at a world where every day we're hearing something about prescription drugs or one of our relatives is coming, you know, getting ill with some kind of issue that just destroys the whole family. So what I want to do is to be able to put people in place who can help us to find solutions and carry that solution back to our communities. And then to be able to take those same kind of solutions that all the big businesses are looking for and be able to bring that income right into our own pockets and into our own churches and into our own neighborhoods and help our own young people. Let them see that we are business-minded people and that we have big plans and big dreams. And with that, I can do nothing but expand.
Definitely. Once people catch the fire and they start running with the torch, it is an amazing thing. Okay, we have two more callers, so we're going to try to do some questions again, okay? Caller from the 410 area code, we're coming to you first. Hello, caller.
Yes.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
All righty, Baltimore, Maryland.
East Coast.
East Coast. Hey, Mary Brown. Enjoyed you so far.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Do you have a question, Mary, or you want to just give some props and kudos?
Just wanted to ask Mary something. I noticed you talked about, you know, people being prepared and people planning. And just wanted her to comment a little bit about people just being able to look at things differently and not just thinking inside the box of traditional jobs and traditional work, but what other things people might want to be able to look at you know, as we go into the future with the changing world.
Oh, wow, that's excellent.
That's excellent. All right, caller.
Good question.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wilnette.
Okay, Mary.
Well, I think that what happens is when people give themselves freedom to think outside the box, they will find that there's a whole lot of world going on outside of the box. You know, there are people like Big here. There are people like Miss Rain. There are people who are already in the flow. And when you feel like you're stepping out of the box, you're all by yourself, you're going to find that there's a whole community of people. And we get a chance to flex our muscles, stretch our abilities, go out to achieve goals, and we begin to develop more and more confidence just because we're willing to take the risk. But what I found is if you go out on your own by yourself, it is so hard. So whenever we can work things out in a team environment and have other people who are working with us, then it just kind of helps us to be able to absorb some of the changes that go on when you change your thinking. Does that make sense to you, Big or Carla?
It definitely makes sense to me. I'm wondering how does your caller feel about it? I think you answered that 100% and touched upon a lot of different things.
Yes, indeed. Oh my goodness! Because
was our caller still there?
Oh, the call is gone, so I take it so she can go and listen. But
all right.
You start out, and I'm thinking back to when we had Coach Mo and talking about how, you know, when you have more people and you do what you do and you focus on what you do and then the other person focus on what they do, you're not worried about the whole pie.
That's
you got
right.
Slice of the pie, but the rest of everyone else is there with their slice of the pie. Now we have a whole pie. But you're not focusing on the other slice of the pie, but it's still in there in your area. So you're basically saying the same thing, that you have more people to lean on, and it still encourages you and it builds you up.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the fact that the three of us, if there was no one else, if the three of us were to go out and travel together and with the other host, and just being ourselves, people would see three or four very different people, but what they would hear from us would be the same message. And that message is, you too can be successful. You too have something to offer. And that's what we're looking for. I'm looking for somebody who is interested in making the world a better place. And interested in letting other people know. You know, I tell you, that's one of my biggest challenges. When I talk to people about my latest idea, and all my friends know what I mean, when I talk about my latest idea, I'm talking to them because I want them to know what I'm about, and I want them to be
exactly
comfortable enough with me that they feel like, well, I know she's done her research, and if she's excited about it and if she's willing to take the risk, well, I'll pass her name on to a couple of my friends. Not everybody's going to be interested in what I'm interested in.
True.
But everybody's going to know someone who could be interested.
Right.
So all
that's
I ask for is give me a chance.
Right, and that's what true networking comes down to, is people of all, you know, different industries coming together to place you with a person that may be in a similar industry that you're in, or networking with someone who may be out of your industry, but the ideas that you can come up together because you're in different industries can make things work for both industries. And we may just kind of let our callers in on one of the little things that we're doing is with our Think Big Thinkers network, with everybody's different backgrounds and everything that we do, we're actually going to be putting together a multi-state workshop, and some of the guests that you've heard on Think Big Radio and some of the ones in the future will also be taking part of that in their states. So you'll hear about more upcoming news on that, and you'll be able to meet us no matter what state that you're in, and hopefully you may become a guest if you have a business or a business idea or a plan, and we can all make this happen for all of our different communities.
Yes, indeed, because we are world travelers. world travelers. I'm speaking that into existence, babe. I need a couple of things from Korea and China. So,
well, believe me, I'm working on that. I'm talking with actually a person in Germany so that we can have our show aired over there, dependent and also independent of us. I'm also looking into the Asian market so that we can, you know, do a lot more and help a lot of people, because big is not only my name, but it has a number of different meanings, and one of them is building investments globally. You know, we want to help everyone that comes on our show, everyone that listens to our show, regardless of what you're doing. We want to be able to be instrumental in doing something that's going to benefit you so that you can benefit others. And I think that we have a very great team already in place that's even building for us to be able to do a lot of the things that we envision and work towards as a team. The Encourager, I can't say enough about her, and you know, and Richmond, Virginia, and the East Coast over there. Carla, you know, taking the Midwest by storm, and the workshops and things that you've done. Coach Dion, who lost 120 pounds in 6 months, she's changing people's health, you know, their lives. And I feel truly blessed to be a part of this and to be a part of you ladies and what's coming.
Why, thank you, Big. We love you too.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, if I could just say one thing, you talked about the global marketplace, you know, building investments globally, world travel. You know, with the internet, it's nothing for us to be able to connect with somebody in another country, where just a few years ago, we had no idea what some of these countries were about.
True.
But there's some things that just affect all of us. One of those things has to do with what's happening with our whole world. You know, that we hear about global warming. We might not know all the details, but we do know that our cities and our towns are more polluted, more air pollution. We know over here on the East Coast, we've had a major drought, and many of our areas have had to restrict water usage. And
right.
When we can network together and be able to pass on solutions for situations like that, it's going to benefit all of us.
That's true.
Pass on wellness solutions, when we can look, you know, talk with people and realize that obesity is such a major issue, but we don't want to just go around telling people don't do this, don't do that. Instead, we want to be able to make some lifestyle changes. And those are the kind of people that I'm working with. I'm working with people who see opportunities, who seize those opportunities, and then put a team of people together to work for those opportunities. You know, one thing I want to make sure that I cover, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
I want to ask you. Now, I might have already given Carla the answer, but I hope not. What's the opposite of courage?
What's the opposite of courage?
There was a movie that I saw once, and I love Westerns. Every now and then I might go out and buy five or six old Westerns from the 40s and 50s just to listen to their vernacular and how things were. Mm-hmm. And there was an old man on there. They were all sitting around, and there was, you know, a guy who had the courage, you know, but everybody was unsure. There was about 10 or 15 of these guys, and they needed to go after some bandits. And that old man said, which got everybody to go and get these bandits, was, I might not be the strongest and the most courageous man here, but I'm far from a coward. And I think the opposite of that courage is cowardice, because when you can't step out because you're afraid, you have that fear, that's really cowardice. And if you're a person who can, you know, and as everybody knows, this is not a religious show, but we always have to give thanks to, you know, our Creator, for those of us who believe in that higher power, that you're doing the total opposite of someone that may believe. Because if you go out and there are scriptures that may mention something about, if he's going to take care of the birds, what do you think he's going to do for us? You
right.
know, all of the small creatures. So sometimes you have to go out on faith.
Let me take that one other step, because I think we're used to courage versus coward, or we're used to looking at fear, but I'm looking at the opposite of the courage to take action is comfort.
Mm.
We get so settled in our comfort zone,
right,
that we can't even imagine the word courage, because we're comfortable. Courage means putting some muscles into action, putting our brain into action, actually accepting someone's invitation to take a look at their website or try out their product. And what we say to that is, I don't know if that's going to work. I got a show I want to watch on television, or I've got, you know, we have all of these excuses. And
right.
I started to think about that and actually started to do some writing. And I have a list, and anybody who contacts me, they can get on my Mary's Musing, and sometimes these thoughts come to me. But I've been dwelling on this for the last few months, that the thing that keeps so many of us from taking a courageous step is the comfort of the here and now. Even if we're not satisfied with the here and now, we'd rather stay there than to step out.
Mary, you have encouraged someone with that statement right there.
That's true.
Because, you know, they have done study upon study upon study that not only do people fear failure, they fear success.
Yes, yes, yes. And what they're really fearing is they're fearing a loss of the comfort that they know versus the comfort that could wait for them around the corner.
Right, because that's you can get comfortable in that new bigger house,
mm-hmm.
with that new
that's
bigger
right.
car, with that new
right.
better job, with that
that's
new
right.
business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing, too, that you find with people who are among the wealthier and the more relaxed in society is that, you know, they're owners. They may start out working for someone else, but then when they're building something on the side, whether it's real estate or a network marketing firm or another type of business, is that eventually if they stick to it long enough, you know, they'll be able to supplement their income and they'll be able to make themselves more happy. And when you read some of the stories about where people came from, like Robert Kiyosaki, you know, he lived in a car and had a woman strong enough to be with him to do that while he was developing his series. Now, it took a while, but he had that idea. He stuck with it, you know, and he was able to become the person that he was. And a lot of great people have went through the fire, you know, like the song. And, you know, after, you know, you need that fire to burn away everything that's not right so that you'll come out stronger, you know, so that when you're focusing on your goal, you can do it. And there's always going to be people around you who think you may be wasting your time, or it's just another idea that's not going to go anywhere and you may want to give up. But we're saying don't give up. We're saying just keep at it. Keep at it, because that light at the end of the tunnel is always there, but you just have to keep going.
You have
yep.
to keep going. And you don't have to see the every step along the way, but you got to have at least a solid enough vision that you can see down the road. I heard
right.
a gentleman talking today about a different way of looking at goal setting, but he talked about he and his father used to put puzzles together because they lived in an area without having a lot of opportunities to go out and do things. But he said something that I thought about. When you put puzzles together, what you have to go by is the picture on the box.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see that and you see that there's a lot of blue in this side and looks like some yellow over here up at the top and there's some red over here, you can start to sort your pieces a little bit, and you have a head start on putting your picture together.
Wow.
But if you just take all those little pieces and think you're going to build your life out of just little pieces, then you understand why people get afraid, because that just seems like something impossible. So you got to have a vision of where you want to be, and we've got to dare. We got to dare to take God at his word. We got to dare to take our faith in whatever our faith is in and say, what if I really reached for it? What if I really felt like I have a business right now and I know I need $10,000 of additional equipment in order to really boost this thing to where I need to be? Or I need to be able to have at least the $3,000 so I could have someone come in and do some of my administrative activities that I need to have done. Well, are we willing to put that out there and say, this is what I need to attract in order to expand my business to the next level? And are we willing to do like I did, just because, you know, it was in a book and I wrote down that I saw myself being a future anchor woman someday, and the next thing I know, I'm being asked to host an internet radio show.
and one that is growing. We haven't published our numbers from our first month to this month, but they more than quadrupled. I mean, by far, and I'm sure that with all of us working together and the different guests that we have and that we will be having, that's entertaining, is going to even help it grow even more. And we'll have guests on that's definitely going to, you know, assist people in and what they want to do. You know, a lot of times if you're out there listening, you know, just send us an email at hostthinkbigradio@gmail.com if you want a specific topic, a specific person. Just do that, and we'll make sure that we can get that person on. We've got some great guests coming up this week and next week. And by far, Mary the Encourager, once you really get to know her and hear some of the interviews that she'll be giving, you know, you'll have people that we consider, we want you to look at us as friends. You know, we're here to help you. And, of course, we're helping ourselves because we're all, you know, business owners, and this is what we do. But we take time out to really assist anyone else that's looking and anyone that's looking to assist people and their particular business knowledge. That's why we put together this show. It's for you, our listeners.
We love you. All righty, Mary, is there anything you'd like to talk about that we have not covered yet?
Well, I just want to have an open invitation to everybody who's listening. And I want them to know that we encourage you to contact us. And I encourage you to find out about some of the opportunities that I'm involved with. And it may be a fit and it may not be a fit, but I hope that people will move beyond their comfort zone and have the courage to get in touch with us. And let us know that you have an attitude and you really want to change your life and you want to make some differences in the world around you and you want to see your income change. Because that's one of the things that I found out is that there are some definite distinctions between those people who have and those who don't. The people who have, sometimes called millionaires, think long term while others think short term. They talk about ideas while others talk about things and other people. They embrace change while others are threatened by change. And they work for profits while others are working for wages. So, you know, there are a lot of things that I hope that I'll be able to share with people. But one of the things I want them to know is I really like making connections and all of us going to the top together. And I'm willing to help anyone who wants to go with me.
And you know, there's always room at the top. Always. You cannot use up all of your top room.
And if there's not, we'll have someone in the realty business like Big, we'll have him build us something else so we can have some more room at the top.
So that is awesome. Mary, before we let you go, please tell us, who would you like to thank?
Oh, great. Wow, I have such a list. I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank Big Radio for even considering having me as a guest and particularly inviting me to work with you. I also have to thank my family, my friends, my clients, people who have been willing to test my products and people who have been with me for years and using some of the services that we've brought to them. I have to thank my church family and thank God for the determination that he has placed within me. And I want to thank the people who have worked together to help all of us to just be where we are today, that we can be grateful for what we have in our life right now.
Wow. I like that, great, because that is a great segue into the song that you chose for us. But before we go to that song, can we look forward to hearing from you again, say, perhaps as a host? That is awesome.
Oh, I accept. No, I didn't give, is it okay if I give a way for people to contact me?
Please, we definitely want you to give your contact information for our guests to contact you.
Okay. Oh, and I better thank my daughter for setting up my MySpace.
Yes. Children have a way of coming back to get you.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I have an email address, which is maryceo@gmail.com. That's M-A-R-Y-C-E-O. That stands for Chief Encouragement Officer.
Yay!
I have a website for one of the services that we're working with right now. It's www.drivingyourdestiny.com. That's DRIVINGYOURDESTINY. And she set up the MySpace at www.myspace.com/? Whichever way it slashes.
Slash it somewhere. Slash it!
Okay. Driving Your Destiny. And that gives some information, even though I'm not 99 years old, but it does give information about some of my strengths and some of my talents and what I'm looking for. And I hope to meet other business-minded people who will take a look at our sites and get in touch with us.
That is awesome. Well, Big, do you have any closing words?
Yeah, hold on. Well, I would just like to say I thank you for coming on, sharing your expertise with everyone, and then we will, of course, in the future, you will be hearing from her and the other host. I look forward to seeing her as soon as next week even, you know, hosting a couple of the shows. And I'd just like for everybody to think big.
Oh, great. All right, so we all want you to think big. And as we go out, we're going to play Hezekiah Walker, Grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, as we're getting ready to go, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, we're trying to get the music on, and I heard it briefly. Well, let's see if we can get that. Mary?
Yes.